It was a really uncomfortable watch. I do remember that. Deep second serve. It was in play, running forehand cross court from Potapova. And now Świątek's looking to take a wide on her backhand side. Having done that, she goes across onto her forehand. She's defending for her life, is Potapova, but Świątek's got a short ball and she doesn't make a mistake with that one.
1988, Graf versus Zvereva. Six love, 34 minutes. 34 minutes. We had 28 minutes, six love, two love. 6 minutes, no, nothing happened. But that was something to remember for Graf and something to forget for Zvereva.
Wow, I mean, I knew...
Zvereva, by the way, number one doubles, you know, for many years. And, I mean, it was such a great effort to come to the final. But completely froze. Couldn't hit a ball in the court.
For some reason, I thought it was like a 51 minute or something like that.
34.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Świątek has the break at the start of the second set, so she's 6-love, 2-love, and the forehand return from Potapova is into the net. Danilovic and Vondrousova are level at 4 games all, and Murray and Venus are battling back a little bit. They were way behind early on, but Barrère and Puy still had the advantage of a break. It's 5-4 on court Simone Mathieu. And our featured Brit, Charlie Robertson, alas, is a breakdown. He's just got the break back. He's just broken Jang Jun Kim to love. So Robertson will serve in a moment on court 11 at 4-5 in the first set. Backhand reply, cross court from Potapova. Now she's playing a forehand, the forehand side of Świątek. She goes across court and then watches as the forehand from Potapova balloons past her opponent's baseline. Świątek just swayed out of the way and Potapova again looked up at her coach and... Body language is reflective of a player who's lost 8 games and is halfway towards losing a 9th. Dizzy in Utah has been in touch as well. Major props to Gigi and Stefan. It's been a recurring message from all of you as the return is into the net rather apologetically from Anastasia Potapova. And Lizzie says, I know they tease the Empress about her daily massage, but I hope you do get a little nap in today. Well, she has disappeared very quickly. She has her televisual commitments, but maybe she's gone into the little dark room that they set up this year. She can have half an hour. And she wants to join the list of people thanking Stefan for playing the replay instead of the highlights last night. The truth of the matter, now that you need to know, that wasn't a replay. The Empress made us do it all again. Make it sound as though it was live. So there was Lady Eleanor.
And it is game again for Świątek. Now 9-love up, 21 out of the 23 last point won by the Pole. This is just a beating.
It is.
I mean, I feel like the Danilovic and Marqueta is a much more interesting match right now at the 4-all here.
Well, I think what we should do, Sophia, we'll need to hear from Iga at the end of this, which won't be long, and then we'll get straight across. Or indeed, if that heads towards a tiebreak. Let's just weigh up our options, shall we, at the moment. But this is, I mean, in its own way, it's remarkably impressive because Świątek is, she is ruthless, isn't she? I mean, the number of bagels that she inflicts upon her opponents is reflective of that. She shows no mercy, a bit like you.
She just loves those bagels.
Yeah.
She has been fed bagels after bagels last year, this year. Let's not forget the baguettes.
Yes.
You know, the little breadstick. The 6-1, relentless. 30-all, 4-all, sorry, on the Susan Lenglen.
The Świątek Boulanger, I was going to say, is the only one open in this part of Paris.
Excellent. I tell you what, if Danilovic doesn't win that first set, I don't think she's going to last. She is just already so tired and exhausted from, it's been 2 weeks she's been here now, from the qualies all the way to the 7th round here.
Backhand's gone wide from Potapova with her plus one, so it's love 3. It's love 15. She lost the first set by 6 games to love. If you're just joining us, she's going to last longer than Zvereva did in that final in 88 because we're already into the 33rd minute of this match. And then, Świątek just shows she's human. She skips up in...
How can you?
What annoyance if she misses a backhand.
Yeah.
Danilovic is screaming because she's gone to 40-30 at 4-all. Potapova from the President's box end serves to the forehand of Świątek. Deep return. big forehand cross court from both players. Then the backhand down the line from Swiatek. Now she's onto her forehand. She's flicking that up to the backhand side of her opponent, who's having to run so much behind her baseline, and eventually the defense is unable to continue. 15-30. Swiatek just turning her back for a moment on Potapova, raising her hand to apologize. I think maybe she had a bit of clay in her eye, something like that. But play continues. Missed first serve from Potapova. Probably actually just does want to get off the court as quickly as possible. Second serve to the forehand. Swiatek attacks that. And now a loopy backhand to the Potapova forehand. She flattens things out. Swiatek flattens it out even more. Succession of cross-courts forehand, or forehands cross-court even, and then the slice, the attempted slice on the forehand from Potapova slithers into the net. 15-40, still 4-all on Suzanne Longlen. Barrère and Puy have taken the first set against Murray and Venus by 6-4. Roof is open. It's grey, but it's calm, and clouds that we can see are relatively high and not threatening at the moment. Backhand reply from Swiatek. The drop shot from Potapova. In comes Swiatek. And the attempted pass across court on the forehand was always going to drop wide. And it's 4-love. 6-love, 4-love. 34 minutes on the clock. Coco Gauff and Elisabetta Cocchiaretto, who are due on next, are having to speed up their preparations a little bit. And Vondrousova has a break opportunity to go 5-4 up against Danilovic, who started so quickly. But the experience of the Wimbledon champion is starting to tell now. And she's had a habit of coming back from slow starts this week. In comes Danilovic. She's put away a forehand volley. So that set continues to be very competitive. We will see this one through, hear what Iga has to say, and then turn our attention elsewhere. High ball for Swiatek. The drive volley is straight back at Potapova, and now Swiatek plays a soft smash. The point continues. Slice back into play on the forehand from Swiatek. Now she's dealing with a drop shot. She gets there, and she hammers the ball into an open court for a hard-working winner.
There's nothing really Potapova is doing that is bothering Swiatek. Zero. She tried to slice that one, but that was such a bad drop shot that just had plenty of time, Swiatek, to hit this. By the way, Swiatek, only 2 unforced errors since the beginning of the match. Ouch.
Well, you kind of think that in hindsight, as terrifying as the match against Osaka was for all Swiatek fans, it's just finally tuned her. I mean, not that she wasn't finely tuned before the start of the championships, but you come through a match like that in 2 hours and 57 minutes, saving a match point, you've got to feel good about yourself. Backhand down the middle of the court from Swiatek and into the net from Potapova, as Media Friendly says, was up early this morning here in Hong Kong, listening to Gigi Salmon and Simon Cambers. Now happy to tune back in during the late afternoon here. And ads, please let us know when a player pulls out of the throw-up. Marcus Buckland.
You love it, don't you?
I do. It's because I know I'll get a little bit of a rise out
you're
of you.
You're a smart cookie.
30 love.
Oh, boy.
Ace.
What an ace. Yeah, when it rains, it pours.
Marketa Vondrousova has broken Olga Danilovic and now leads by 5-4. They're sitting down. She's going to serve for the first set after getting off to a very slow start. Morning to Woody. The forehand return on the stretch is long. Woody says he's listening. Always tells us what the weather's like in the east of England. And today, well, that's good. It's sunny and it's blue-skied. And he's in an air-conditioned gym. Says 1 week down, 1 week to go. Looking forward to seeing Gauff and Alcaraz later today. And adds my selection, and mine as well, Woody. Sasha Zverev got away with one yesterday. He thinks that Greek's ball tightened out. Well, double break up in the final set. And then basically went away from what was working so well for him. And Zverev squeezed through. And I wonder if, like Swiatek, that win will add to his resolve and determination in week 2. Swiatek is sitting down now leading 5-love. So this match may barely make it to the 40-minute mark. 37 minutes on the clock at the moment. Andrusova serving for the set on Suzanne Longlen. Murray and Venus having to battle back after losing the first set to Barrère and Puy. Charlie Robertson on court 11, the British junior against Jang Jum Kim. The number 9 seed from Korea is serving at 5-6 in the first set. All the scores, all the results, the draws, the news, etc., etc., can be found on the website, the official app, which is the best way to listen to us. If you haven't already downloaded the app, do so. Just press the radio icon and we're with you wherever you go. There is no escape. No escape for Potapova in this match, but she's got herself on the board in this game. Just waited and as Świątek went back across court, Potapova sent a forehand behind the world number one. So love 5, 15 love. Can she get to 40 minutes?
This is the goal.
It's not the goal she wanted, really, but, well, she might not with a few more backhands like that from Świątek. Pretty good crowd in. Early start, of course, on Châtrier today. Normally we get underway at midday on the main stadium court, but because of the weather, it was an 11 o'clock start local time. Backhand into the net from Potapova. Yeah. As the clock ticks around to 39 minutes. Świątek 2 points away from booking her place in the quarterfinals. On bounce, second bounce, up goes the ball and the serve goes into the net. Świątek will play either Danilovic or Vondrousova in the last eight. Backhand reply, straight back at the server and Potapova nets her backhand.
What a nightmare. What a nightmare.
And that brings up two match points and the clock hasn't ticked around to 40 minutes yet. Crowd responds to the situation. Potapova serves, clips the top of the tape and bounces long. Well, don't end it with a double fault. Still on 39 minutes. She serves to the forehand and then plays a forehand cross court. Clock's gone to 40 minutes and into the net just as it does from Anastasia Potapova. And this has been an absolute trouncing on court Philippe Châtrier. Iga Świątek is looking awesome. Six love, her 18th successive win at Roland Garros, her 16th in a row on clay. If anybody is going to deny her a fourth title here, they're going to have to do something very, very special.
Oh yeah, they're going to have to do something very special. Potapova is probably going home and just so disappointed, and it's, you know, it becomes embarrassing, your pride, you just hate losing to begin with, but in this fashion, just relentless. Świątek, oh boy, I mean, she is on top of things. And again, you know, just Potapova cannot bother Świątek, did not bother Świątek the least bit with her type of game. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate because when you're a player, you have to have a plan B or C for that matter. None of that.
And she could not wait to get off court, Potapova. I don't think I've seen a player leave the scene of, well, the crime quite as quickly as that. Świątek's throwing a few items of, I say a few items of clothing, that doesn't sound quite right, but a wristband and a towel has been given to a couple of lucky spectators. And we will hear from her in just a moment.
With Matt Spillinger?
Yeah.
Right there, ready? Taking a picture of the strawberries or
no? I was just having a quick look at the stats actually.
What for Świątek?
Yeah,
what about the still the two unforced errors for the match?
Two unforced errors for the match.
11 winners, I think.
We'll come back to that, but let's hear from Mats and Iga.
Iga, congratulations.
Thank you.
A very quick match, must feel like a different tournament or different court. How big a difference is it?
I mean, no, it felt the same, but I was just really focused and really in the zone, and I wasn't really looking at the score, so I just, you know, continued playing my game and working on the stuff that I wanted to work on, and yeah, it went pretty quickly, pretty weird.
The tennis balls are bouncing much higher today, which obviously suits you. Everything seems to be, so do you keep the same tension in your racket? Do you change anything? Because it's like different tournaments?
Well, because of the fact that we played really early, we felt like the temperature is going to be kind of similar. Obviously, with the open roof, it's always a little bit different, but it's still not, you know, warm. So it doesn't feel like summer in Europe, but yeah, for now, we're probably, I don't know, we'll see what the weather is going to be like 2 days. Also, the forecast is not really precise, because sometimes it rains suddenly out of nowhere. So we'll see, and we're good at adjusting. So I'll also use my coach's experience, because he's probably usually more confident with my stringing than I am, you know. I'm more of a person that always asks questions and doubts, but he's the person that really, you know, guides me in this matter.
Okay, thank you. Iga, you have won here 3 times. When you have won here 3 times, you get to know Philippe Chatrier very well. So I'm going to test you, if you don't mind.
Oh my God.
Can you close your eyes, please? Which way is the wind coming now? Is it blowing in your face or the other way?
No,
Which way was it when you were playing?
It's going here.
Okay. This is the test.
Okay.
The flags that are on top, which way do they blow? Don't look.
I know, but you it's know. Because the wind is like bouncing from the stadium, but I already got used to that. It was confusing to me a couple of years ago, but now I get it.
See, other players most probably don't know that.
I mean, I also have a person who was a sailor in my team, so we're also good with that. I also know a bit about the wind, so it helped me today for sure.
Okay, well, it helped you very much. Iga, thank you very much. Thank you to the crowd for coming out. Merci, Iga.
Yeah, that person.
Iga Swiatek.
Is Daria, actually, or psychologist coach, if I'm not mistaken, was UCLA. I'm not 100% sure.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
Yeah, that helps, I guess, to have a sailor in the...
Mats and Iga are actually continuing their conversation now, looking up at the flags. But that was fun. I thought maybe he might start giving us some spelling questions after that, the way the quiz was developing there. You'd have enjoyed that, Sophie. But, I mean, the stats, let's quickly just go through some of them. You mentioned just 2 unforced errors from Świątek in comparison to the 19 off Potapova's racket. The service stats, well... She was winning, Świątek's, I've lost the service stats now. She was winning 76% of points on first serve, 79% on second serve. And unfortunately for Potapova, she was winning 60%. It can't be right. No, I'm looking at the wrong stats. Right, let me go back again.
Świątek,
I haven't got my glasses on.
Świątek
was winning 9%. I can't find them, which is a bit unfortunate. Świątek was winning 94% of first serve points, 82% of second serve, in comparison to Potapova, 25% of first serve points won, and only 21% of second serve. And you've got the actual points won as well, Sophie, haven't you?
Yeah, that hurts. Out of 58 points, Świątek won 83%, which is 48 of those, and only 10 points won by Potapova, which, by the way, 2 of them were on unforced errors, so that's really 8 points altogether really won by Potapova. This is very sad day for Potapova. Let's forget about it. Let's just give her actually a little bit of credit to getting to the 4th round here in this tournament. She did well to achieve that and move on.
Yeah, well, we'll move on to Court Suzanne Longlen, because of course there'll be a little bit of a delay before Coco Gauff and Elisabetta Gocciaretto walk out onto Chatrier. And on Longlen, thank you, Stefan. Marketa Vondrusova, after a slow start, took the first set by 6-4 against the Serbian qualifier Olga Danilovic, and she's already a break up in the second. Vondrusova is serving at 1-love, 15-all. Murray and Venus, 2-all in the second set against Barrère and Puy, having lost the first by 6-4. Jang Jun Kim and Charlie Robertson into a first set tiebreak on court 11, and the Korean has got a couple of set points at 6-4 in that. Forehand return from the left-handed Danilovic, and now she's playing a drop shot. She's coming in behind it. She shouldn't have done. She opened up the court, and Vondrousova said, merci beaucoup.
Good.
You made a good point about 10 or 15 minutes ago, Sophie, that if Danilovic lost the first set, bearing in mind how emotional she is and also how much tennis she's had to play just to get to this stage, it would become a real battle for her. And already that looks to be the case in the early exchanges of set number two, as Vondrousova serves to the forehand, returns down the middle of the court. Danilovic then plays a high lofted backhand. She's there again, flattening it out a little bit. The drop shot on the backhand side from Vondrousova is not good, but the down the line from Danilovic wasn't the best. It doesn't matter though, because it forced Vondrousova to move quite rapidly across her baseline, and she put her high ball long.
By the way, we mentioned the bagel and hungry, obviously, Świątek has been through the years. Last year, she had 21 bagels served and eaten. And now she's already at 10. That was her 10th one. Well, just going with two today, that's going to beat that record very quickly if she keeps at it from last year.
Definitely. Well, an error on the forehand side from Vondrousova has given Danilovic a break back point here in this second game of the second set. She returns on a forehand, two lefties in action, and she was just temporarily not sure where the ball was coming, so she stood stock still, but the point continues. Forehand guided down the line. Now she comes in, she's going to play a little drop volley, and she's made an absolute mess of that.
Yeah, that was not... She was trying to actually push it cross-court deep, and she should have played the drop volley.
Yeah, I thought she was going to.
Well, because you saw a racket head being open, you actually anticipated to see that drop volley, but she kept really going through the ball and finishing that racket with a bit too much follow through that ended up long.
And it could be costly, because that was a break back opportunity. So deuce again. Vondrousova, a finalist here back in 2019, of course, and went one better than that at Wimbledon last summer. Now shortish ball, what can Danilovic do with it? She's hit a big forehand, she's coming in to put away the smash.
She's bouncing back right now, Danilovic. I don't know where she's finding the energy, really, with the amount of tennis that she's played. And she is a player that is very strong physically to be able to have done what she has done so far in this tournament. Qualification round. She's at her seventh round here. And especially that last match against Dana Vekic, that was a battle of will. 7-6 in the third.
So a second break point, forehand cross court from Danilovic. Now she's playing a high backhand down the middle of the court. The off forehand from Vondrousova, who's now going to send a clever play from Vondrousova. She'd taken Danilovic out wide, and then she changed the angle of attack, and the Serb couldn't make up the ground.
Yeah, and remember when she played against Vekic, she had finished the match the day before against Collins at 6:30 p.m. She was back on court at 11 a.m., I believe. I mean, the turnaround was so short, and she was able to really come back in that match. You're right, losing the first set 6-love against Vekic, she was just not there. She just didn't even wake up yet, but eventually was able to pull through. That was magnificent.
Slice on the backhand side from Vondrousova, and then Danilovic clips the top of the take. The ball just lands in. Oh, and then Vondrousova had plenty of time to send a forehand down the line, and she's put it wide.
Wow. And now another chance here for Danilovic to get the break.
Avantage.
Right back. 6-4, one love. Add out. Vondrousova serving.
I've done something to my computer, Stefan.
Okay, to have lost your glasses are not...
I found my glasses.
Hallelujah.
But I've lost the emails somehow. I don't know quite what I've done
today.
There. Double-handed backhand from Danilovic. It's not an easy name to say that, actually. Slice on the backhand from Vondrousova, the off-forehand from Danilovic. And she's going again with the off-forehand to the double-hander of Vondrousova. Now, Vondrousova winds up with a big forehand, and that forces the error on the same wing from Danilovic. And here we go. She's looking up. She can't believe she's made a mistake, but it's never her fault. It's always her coach's fault.
And I'm looking at both of them breathing quite heavy. Obviously, Danilovic a little bit more. 6 minutes and 15 seconds game so far.
Got a quiz question for you in a moment.
Oh, that's a return long from Danilovic, giving a chance for the consolidation of the break for Vondrousova. Vondrousova could be very dangerous if she was to come through to play against Świątek. That would be my take. That would be a very, very difficult task for Świątek because of the slice and dice, the lefty. Those matches that are going to be testing Świątek a lot more besides the one that she already had against Osaka, for sure.
Well, Vondrousova manages to hold. She came in there and actually planted the ball straight back at her opponent, who had lots of court to aim for with regards to a pass, but she overhit it. And so Vondrousova consolidates the break and leads by 2-0 in the second set, having taken the first by 6-4. The brilliant Stefan has fixed my computer. Right, we've got two left-handers out there, Sophie. Who was the last left-hander to win the title at the French Open in the women's game?
Celis.
Correct. Bang on.
Did I win anything?
Our appreciation and respect.
Where's my prize? I don't understand.
No, you can have a strawberry.
All right. Thank you.
Who is the only other left-hander? That's a pretty easy one. Only other female left-hander to win the title in the Open era.
Martina.
Correct. You're too good.
Navratilova. Well, in the tunnel, we have the Italian warming up, making some gesture and with her arms, getting a good thing that Coco Gauff's not too close. She would have been banged by the arms of Cocciatero. But the Italian's going to be a good task for Coco Gauff today.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially in these conditions. If Coco Gauff is not able to be consistent enough and not able to probably overpower Cocciaretto and use the forehand really top spin against Cocciaretto, is somebody who is not the tallest on the tour, so the forehand top spin of Coco Gauff could have a lot of impact on the results for sure today. Although we know also that forehand can go A-wire on the game of
A-wire.
Yeah, you know, bye-bye, like gone.
A-wire.
Yeah, you didn't know that expression?
No, I do know. I just like the way you say it.
Well, how do you say it?
Haywire.
Haywire. I don't understand. Yeah. What's the difference? Do you hear the difference here? I mean, or is it me?
There's a big difference between
Haywire
and haywire. There's a
haywire.
Big difference.
Hey.
Backhand volleys into the open court.
Right.
From Danilovic, 30-15.
That's the French. We don't have those H's. You know that, right?
We've got some tougher questions from the Earl of Barnes, as our resident statistician or non-resident statistician Max Wadsworth likes to call himself these days. He is saying that Quentin Moutet is the sixth left-handed Frenchman to reach the round of 16 at Roland Garros in the Open era. Can you name the other five? We need five other
French
men who are left-handed who made the round of 16 here.
Lecomte,
Forget and Lecomte came to mind quickly.
That's two.
High ball for Danilovic, which she hasn't really put away. She's got another Couchard. One. It's gone back over her head. And the point will continue. Another drop shot from Vondrousova. In comes Danilovic again. And this time, she's able to thread the ball into the open court.
Cojol. Jean-François Cojol.
He hasn't given me the answers here, so I...
Oh, he hasn't. Okay.
No, annoyingly.
So there's three. There were how many? Five.
Moutet's the sixth. Adriana, by the way, has got in touch. That was clinical and humiliating.
Yeah.
Go, eager, she says.
Well, unfortunately, Manarino didn't and is not going to.
He's unlikely to, isn't he?
FT. Good one. I think I got three.
It's pretty good. In comes Danilovic. She's played a...
She's got it.
That's a brilliant backhand drop volley right on the line. Low, Sophie.
Very good dig. That was very difficult. That ball was down, really, her soft line. She reached, she extended her body, opened the racket face, and really hit that absolutely grand drop shot volley as a winner. She's on the board here in this third set, still trailing 1-2.
A couple of other good stats from Max. If anyone else can come in with the two other left-handed Frenchmen to make the round of 16, we would appreciate it. We've got Forget, we've got... Who were the others?
Lecomte. I think Cojol.
Cojol. We need two more.
Jean-François Cojol. Who was lefty in the... missing out here.
Max, by the way, tells us that it's the second time four Italians have made it.
Lodra.
To the Michael Lodra. Did he get it? I would think he would have done.
Fourth round?
It's a good shout. Max, give us the answers just so I can confirm or deny to Sophie. He also says it's the second time that four Italians have made the round of 16 in a slam in the Open era, two men and two women. The other occasion was at Wimbledon in 2013 when one man and three women got that far. And here's another good one, Sophie. It's the most different nations in a round of 16 slammers equal ever. Most ever. Uh-huh. Yeah. 15
different nations.
Yeah,
really. In the men's or women's?
In the men's.
Really.
Which was also the case at the U.S. Open in 2018. So they're spreading
great.
It out.
That's telling that this sport is a global sport without a doubt. It's even more so than we thought.
It's just a shame that one of those nations isn't Great Britain.
So sorry.
Yeah, of course you are. Von Drusova, 2-1, 15 love, serving to the double-handed backhand. She's playing another drop shot, and Danilovic gets to it, threads it down the line. High ball over ahead. Winner.
Drop shot love combination, something that players hate. They feel like they've been toyed with. That's exactly what Danilovic is feeling. And that's why I'm saying that Von Drusova could be very dangerous for Świątek.
Well, she's not there yet, but she's looking good at the moment, and she slides Danilovic across onto her forehand side, and she nets the ball, and Von Drusova quickly goes to 40 love. An hour played in this match, so already 20 minutes longer than the first one on Châtrier, where Brad Gilbert has taken up his seat ahead of Coco Gauff's match. They're going
Big
through their paces.
Strap, by the way, on Cocciaretto's left thigh leg. So you know that the body is feeling it between the matches, and the weather doesn't help the players staying really fit and healthy.
Hello to John, who's been in touch as Von Drusova holds and extends her lead to 3-1 in the second set. He's in Rockwell Park in South London, where he says summer has arrived. Enjoying the coverage as always, finding the loaf saga highly amusing. Well, that was yesterday, and this is the sound of the loaf, which is still going strong. And if you can join us later on when Antoine comes in, he's going to be treated to what we will tell him is a regular occurrence on a Sunday at Radio Roland Garros, where you have to have a strawberry sandwich. Make him have at least one mouthful of it.
Poor guy.
He doesn't know what he's in store for. So Danilovic fighting so hard, she made a really good start. She wins the opening point of this fifth game, backhanded to the net from Von Drusova. He says that a horn player in the park, in Brockwell Park, is warming up for a festival gig, playing the Superman theme while his son is having fun in a sandpit. He's listening in one ear and says, what a men's fourth round today.
Premier service.
Be fascinated to see how Felix competes. He's in fine form. He looks to be in fine form. I'll just remind you of where we've got to in the respective draws in a moment, as Von Drusova serves to the forehand of the left-handed Danilovic, and then she comes up with a wonderful forehand winner. Von Drusova just left flat-footed behind her baseline. So we know Świątek's through to play the winner of this match, and Gauff and Cocciaretto are fighting for the right to play either Clara Towson or Ons Jabeur. That's the top half of the draw. Down in the bottom half, we've got Avanesyan playing Paolini, Svitolina, Sophie's pick against Rybakina. That's going to be fascinating. Gracheva representing France against the teenage sensation Mira Andreeva. The village goes to 30-15. And Navarro, Emma Navarro, who was really impressive against Madison Keys last night. And her reward for winning that All-American battle is a meeting with the number two seed, Arina Sabalenka, who knocked out her best friend, Paula Badoza, yesterday. I would give you the men's draw if I could find it. I have. Novak Djokovic true to play Cerundolo. Taylor Fritz, after his endeavours last night, now faces Casper Ruud, who's made the final here for the past couple of years. Sasha Zverev, oh, what a battle last night. He plays Holger Rune. That will be fun. Alex de Minaur, having a wonderful year on the clay. He's through to play Daniil Medvedev. And then the other half of the draw has Naldi and Tsitsipas. Felix, as mentioned, against Carlos Alcaraz. Her catch against Dimitrov. And tonight's match under the lights on Chatrier is Corentin Moutet, the Frenchman, against the number two seed, Yannick Sinner.
Can't wait for that one. I'm doing that one actually for the World Feed TV, so it's going to be very fun with Mark Woodford.
Oh, Woody.
Yeah, Woody.
30 all here, so Danilovic has got to be very careful. She's already a breakdown in this second set. She's serving to the backhand, and she's going back across court with that double hander. Double hander to double hander at the moment. Vondrousova with good depth coming in now, looking to go down the line. Onto the forehand down the line and wide from Danilovic. Break point for a double break.
Yeah, this makes sense. You knew after the first set that there is very little hope for this unbelievable run that Danilovic has been having in this tournament. That really the story of this tournament, when you really look at it, one of the best stories.
Certainly. Might be coming to an end sooner rather than later. Here she is at 30-40. Ace!
Timing is everything.
Wow, Vondrousova is having a quizzical look at the mark, but she's not going to quibble over it.
I don't want to brag, but I did qualify the Australian Open and get to the quarters 1 year, but it was when there was two rounds at the quarter. But it was much easier because it was grass. So it was a serve and volley at the time. It was like much faster, trust me.
Take nothing away from the achievement, though,
but
Sophie.
I know what it feels. That's something I can relate, you know. Yes. I can't relate to many of those, but this one, oh boy, you're just exhausted.
Well, no sign of exhaustion at this point, though. Davinovic has played it really well, and she's ended it with an overhead winner to go from break point down to be a double breakdown in the set to game point to bring herself back to within just one game of her opponent.
Yeah, and I think if there's any chance she's going to win that match, it's by coming to the net as much as possible to shorten the points, really, and to be able to be, you know, aggressive to keep the adrenaline going. But from the baseline, it's going to be very difficult, I think, to beat Vondrousova now.
1-3, advantage Danilovic. Backhand slightly off balance with the return from Vondrousova. And now she gets a little net cord. Danilovic has come forward and she's been lobbed.
The lob, I mean, ability from Vondrousova is pretty pristine, beautiful. From the backhand side, very smart, going to the backhand side, cross court, as the two lefty playing each other. The look that Danilovic gave to her box and across the net was pretty precious as well. She's
brilliant.
Disgusted.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
They need to do a montage of those reactions. So it's Jesus again, and there's a little bit of disruption in the crowd away to Vondrousova's right. It was in the eye line of Danilovic.
Coco Gauff up 1-0 on the Philippe Chatrier.
Yep, she's held on to her opening service game. That's a brilliant forehand winner from Olga Danilovic.
Avantage, Danilovic.
And Jeff has been in touch to say, well, your lovely pronunciation of Airwire. He says, Airwire is a combination of AWOL and haywire. It's
there
the perfect adjective for when your tennis game goes haywire.
Thank you.
Tweet us at @radio_RG, @radio_RG. You can email us frenchopenradio@fft.fr. I'm Marcus Buckland, the former French genius, serve and volley genius. Sophie Amiak is in the box with me. To hold for Danilovic.
Yeah, this was another time in history because we were playing in Kuyong at the time on grass at the Australian Open. That was a totally different tournament. Very fast grass. Well, I think Coco Gauff is on the 5-point run here. Held at love. Love 15 on Cocheretto's serve. Cocheretto, probably one of the smallest players on the tour.
It's a third meeting between those two. Gauff has won the previous two. Cocheretto earned both her second and third career top 20 victories this week by beating Beatrice Haddad Meyer in the first round and then Ludmila Samsonova, the number 17 seed, in the last round.
Repeat.
Only 5'5", 1 meter and 66 centimeters for Cocheretto. Italian, not tall, but very quick. Pallini, Errani, and Schiavoni at the time, probably taller than all three of them.
I've got another Panetta, quiz question for you, by
much
the way.
Taller.
Yes. On the subject of her opponent, actually, Coco Gauff is only the second American in the Open era to reach four consecutive round of 16s at Roland Garros before turning 21. Can you...
The other one?
Can you name the other one? She's the second. Only the second to reach four consecutive round of 16 appearances at Roland Garros before
American.
Turning 21. So there's one other
American.
Young phenom from a few years ago. I'm going to try. Well, see if you can work it out.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to tell you, Soph. I mean, you're mouthing at me, but
just,
have a think.
When was it?
This would be in, oh my goodness me, the early 90s, I would say. Early to mid 90s. While you think about that, Von Drusev is serving at 3-2, 15 all. Forehand reply from Danilovic. It's wide.
Gabrielli.
You see, you just needed 30 seconds. Mind
Jennifer
of yours.
Gabrielli. Well, she has a lot of records that way because of how young she was when she started on the tour.
Yeah. So many amazing stats surrounding Coco Gauff. I asked her the other day, actually, in a press conference, because you know, she's matching Chris Evert in terms of what she's doing here, winning matches at such a young age. But she says, I will never put myself in that sort of bracket. I'd like to be in it one day, but I've got a very long way to go. She's got her feet so firmly fixed to the ground, hasn't she? It's
very
brilliant.
Humble. Yeah. I mean,
right.
Even when you listen to her, you know, interview, she's so clear-minded. She's so down to earth. A great, you know, great parents. Great. Let's see. How do you say it? Just well raised, and education is important.
Very well-rounded individual.
Yep. And humble.
Yep.
And smart, by the way.
Well, Drusova, 3-2, 40-15. Probably just heard Danilovic's coach again trying to encourage her while she gave him the look of death. And she comes now. She's got a bit of court to aim for, and she's threaded a forehand. I thought that caught the line. It's been called out. Danilovic is coming to the net. The umpire's coming down. With the naked eye, that looked like it caught a bit of the line. Ah, the umpire disagrees. Just missing.
It's 4-2. That's...
Yeah, it's actually further out than I thought.
It is 4-2 now for Kera Vondrusova.
Vondrusova, man, catch it there.
Well, Vondrusova heading towards victory on Suzanne Longlen. Should we see one more game here, Sophie, and if she takes a 5-2 advantage, if Danilovic is broken again here?
Yeah, it is 2-love. Coco Gauff just broke Cocciaretto, so up to love. And
we're not going to have back-to-back. We're not going to have back-to-back 6-love, 6-loves on this court, are we?
I wouldn't think, because I think Cocciaretto can do a little more damage because more of a click court player and might bother a little bit Coco Gauff, but so far Coco is just on a roll.
Oh, Danilovic came in, she played the point so well, but she made a mess of a backhand volley. She just got a little bit hunched up trying to play it, but she had the time, and this match is now drifting away from her. 2-4, love 15. Murray and Venus and Barret and Puy are into a second set tiebreak on Simone Mathieu. The French pair took the first set. In the doubles match, we've been keeping up to speed with. Reminder that Jang Jung Kim, the number 9 seed from Korea, this is the boys' singles, won the first set in a tiebreak by 7-4 against Great Britain's Charlie Robertson. They're level at 2 games all in the second, as we have a backhand-to-backhand exchange out on Longlen. Now the off forehand from Danilovic. She'll go back onto her backhand side, and a miss it on the forehand from Vondrusova. 15-all. Gauff's about to go 3-love up on Chatrier.
Did you read that question from Alex from Montreal?
No.
Says, hello, my new favorite radio. Could tennis majors imitate golf and extend by a day if rained out? Final was on a Monday in Montreal 1 year ago. Enjoy week two. Well, actually, with the roof today, you know, unless it's really 2 weeks of complete rain and washout, that is not the case. They can get away and they can finish on time. That was the point about the roofs. But we did have some finals on Mondays here. It did happen before because the weather, when the roof was not there on Philippe Chatrier. So, yes, I mean, that did happen, but it's unlikely now to happen.
It used to happen a lot in the States as well. Of course, that strangulated cry was from Danilovic, who's missed another backhand volley at the net. This game really should be 40-love. Instead, it's 15-30. Off balance, Vondrousova gets the ball back into play. In comes Danilovic again. She's got a high ball. She's not put it away. She should put the next one away. She's now missed a forehand volley.
She went straight back to the racket of Vondrousova instead of finding the cross-court volley, swing volley. She had the volley above the level of the net, didn't choose to go cross-court short. What a mistake here. And now facing two break points, this is going way faster than she wants right now.
Yeah, well, she's made three really poor errors in this game.
Coco Gauff, 3-love. Held, still a break up.
Danilovic misses her first serve at 2-4, 15-40. The way this game has gone, wouldn't be surprised if this was a double fault. Second serve, it's okay. And actually, it elicits an error with the forehand return from Vondrousova. She's a tall woman, thoughtful, fascinating character. White peak cap, white top, pale blue skirt. Multiple bounces of the ball from Danilovic. Still facing break to go a double break down in this second set. And she's going to go a double break down because she's mistimed her backhand. Awful game for the Serbian qualifier. And Marketa Vondrousova marches back to her chair. In a moment, she's going to serve for the match. At 5-2 in the second set, having come from a breakdown early in the first to win that by 6-4. Murray and Venus have gone 4-1 up in the second set tiebreak against Barrère and Puy. I know that Sophie's keen for us to get to Coco Gauff, but I do think we should
finish. Stay here?
I think we should just finish this one off, Sophie, because at the moment.
Yeah, it's 3-love.
It's all rather one sided out on.
Yeah.
Chatrier.
I think that Coco was watching some of the match and get inspired of Świątek earlier because she's pretty much dominating the same way that Świątek was dominating against Potapova.
And I'll tell you one thing. I mean, if this was to go just about as quickly as the other one, which was 40 minutes, I hope that Felix Auger-Aliassime and Carlos Alcaraz... Actually, no, looking at the... It's all right for them. It's not before 2 p.m.
Correct.
The next match. Looking at the order of play, because otherwise they'd have been panicking, I think.
Asseyez-vous rapidement, s'il vous plaît. Merci beaucoup.
Local time here is around about, what is it, 12:30? 12:25, to be precise. So there will, the way things are going, be a delay on Chatrier before the third match, unless Cocchiretto can find something. But she's now at love 30 in her fourth game. Here's Vondrousova serving for the match at 5-2 in the second set against Olga Danilovic, who's coming through and playing a little volley to the feet of Vondrousova, whose lob is just long.
Well, here's a stat for you. In the event Danilovic was to beat Vondrousova in the past four decades, qualifiers have only reached the women's singles quarterfinal at multiple Grand Slams in a calendar year only twice before. Barbara Schwartz, Jelena Dokic, and Alexandra Stevenson.
Canada.
Schwartz and Dokic were Roland Garros. Actually, Schwartz was in Roland Garros, Dokic and Stevenson Wimbledon. And that was in 1999, 1984, Karina Carlson at Wimbledon, and myself, obviously, as I mentioned, in 1984, the Australian Open. So, a rare peep.
Yeah, nice. Like it. So, very relevant today. It's relevant every day. Wide from Danilovic down the line. Oh dear.
Comfortable?
All right, I'm stretching.
I like those socks.
Stretching the calf.
Some football, soccer socks. That's lovely. But I'm going to put them really right on you because they're like put very wrong.
Oh, I don't.
As a little boy, you probably put these socks on this morning.
Pull
they're
them
all
up that
like
high, Sophie.
Yes,
please.
Of course.
Really?
That's much better. We don't want to see your skin. We want to see the football.
I thought you'd like to see a bit of hairy ankle, huh?
Yeah, it's much better to see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Backhand to backhand. Now Danilovic runs around onto her forehand side. She's going to go down the line. She's missed by a mile. She's checking out here.
It's done. It's wrapped. It's over. But what a run. What a run from this player, Danilovic from Serbia, Olga.
Two match points for the Wimbledon champion. Merci. To take her through to a meeting with Iga Świątek. 5-2, 40-15. Up goes the ball, serve clips the top of the tape. Flies up and then down into the box. Looked like it was flying miles away and then it just drops straight down again. Coco Gauff is in complete control. It's 4-love, 40-love. I mean, the way this is going, extraordinarily, it could be even quicker than Świątek. This will be a record, I think, if we get two matches that last only 40 minutes. Returns long from Danilovic. And Marketa Vondrousova, not for the first time at Roland Garros 2024, recovers from a slow start and makes it through to the quarterfinals with a straight sets win against the Serbian qualifier.
Elle se qualifie pour 6-4, 6-2.
She must now attempt what looks to be almost the impossible and see off Iga Świątek next. Sophie Amiak.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts is, as I said, I'm just in awe of how Danilovic was able to come through and get to that level of play after coming from the qualifying round. It's a grind and it was painful, especially in our match before, but you know, the first set said it all. I mean, it was so important for her to try to win that first set because I couldn't imagine her pushing it to three again. As she's exiting the court set with pointing to her heart to the crowd. What a tournament she's had. And for Vondrousova, it's great to see her back into this kind of stage of a tournament. Do we want to listen?
Well, I would like to hear what she says. She's with Marion on court, Marion Bartoli.
I agree.
Marketa, huge congratulations to you. A great match today to reach the quarterfinal again here in Paris. How was the overall feeling for you on these courses at Longland today?
Yeah, I mean, I love this court, you know, and thank you guys for coming. It was amazing. And the match was tough. You know, I was down 1-4 and, she played some amazing points. But I'm just very happy to be through.
Well, as you said, it was not easy. She started off really, really well. She beat also some great players before in Danielle Collins and Donna Vekic. She's sort of the queen of the comebacks as well because she was down in all those matches. How you felt was the key for you today to win this one?
Yeah, I felt like, you know, I had to focus till the last point because I know, you know, she came back in the last two singles. So, I just stayed focused till the last game and, I felt good overall.
My last question, Marketa. If you rewind a little bit the tape, in your first round, you were down 6-love against Vodinets. And here you are now in the quarterfinal. It can change a lot throughout the tournaments. Did you feel you have improved throughout the rounds? You felt now your game is really in place and you can take on the second week?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the first match is always tough. You know, you're just starting the tournament, so I think you're nervous. You know, you want to win every game. And I played the second round for 2 days, so that was tough. But it's amazing to be in the quarterfinals again.
Vous pouvez l'applaudir, mesdames et messieurs.
Thank you.
Mesdames et messieurs, merci encore une fois d'applaudir Marketa Vondrousova, qualifiée pour les quarts de finale de Roland Garros.
I forgot to mention, of course, that 6-love against Vollinet in the first set and coming back into that match to win it. And yes, another time for her to really try to improve that. What was that? That year when she lost to, was that Joanna Konta, that match that she had in the semifinal that she had really in her hands, I believe?
Yeah,
or I mean, that was the opposite. Wait, that was not Joanna Konta. I have to look at
you need to check that one. You're making things up, Sophie, not for the first time.
That's not... Oh, and here's the laugh. Yeah, this is, see, it's one thing he's really being really mean, but it's another thing when you hear Stefan laughing in the back. It makes you really feel very small.
Actually, Woody has tweeted in to say, I love hearing Stefan's billowing laugh in the background. Does he have a day job, or does he spend the other 50 weeks of the year preparing for Radio Roland Garros? A few of you have asked that.
He has a day job.
He lies down for 50 weeks to recover.
He has to work. Yeah.
No, he's very much in demand, Stefan. The premier audio technician in the whole of France. That there is no doubt. So, von Drusev is through to play Świątek. We've returned to court Philippe Chatrier, where, lo and behold, Elisabetta Cocciaretto may be about to win a game. She's serving at love five, but 40 love from the president's box end. Coco Gauff is waiting, watching, and doesn't need to return that first serve because it's long. Felicitas has written in. We've got a good question I'm going to throw at you in a moment, Sophie, as Gauff's return finds the corner. Felicitas says, it's great to hear there are so many different nations represented in this year's fourth round. I notice a rare Turkish player in the women's draw this year. The Chinese have become stronger. And Ons Jabeur, of course, is a great example for a player from a nation which is not traditionally associated with tennis. As Gauff's return this time goes long, and Cocciaretto's on the board, so that'll be a relief for her. We've had one six love already today. If you are just joining us on Radio Roland Garros, Anastasia Podopova was beaten in 40 minutes without getting a game against Iga Świątek. After 20 minutes of this one, Cocciaretto finally registers. And the question for you, Sophie, from Felicitas, as the world changes, do you see any other nations starting to develop strong tennis players as well? Is there a chance we'll be getting some players from the Middle East, Africa, or Southeast Asia in the coming decade? And Felicitas finishes the email by saying, thanks for keeping my spirits up with your amazing coverage.
I think the answer is yes. Yeah, I think it's whatever country are not involved today are especially talking about Saudi, who are putting a lot of money in there. Obviously, with the WTA finals going to be played in Riyadh, it's going to put a lot of interest, I think, for women's tennis. I do think that there is still, you know, some part of the world that are looking to be involved in tennis, but it's such a global, really a global, but it's all about really funding and money to help grassroots tennis. And I think it's starting. Obviously, China has been doing really well, and it's inspiring.
Yep. Thanks for that. And that email comes following the stat from the Earl of Barnes, Max Wadsworth, who's come up with a couple of others, Sophie. 9 of the world's top 10, this is on the men's side, have made it to the round of 16. It's the first time ever that has happened in successive slams. Obviously, it happened at the Australian as well. Another one for you. 6 women are making their Grand Slam round of 16 debuts. So an indication, perhaps, that some players are coming through, although I would add that maybe because it's the clay, there are more opportunities for less heralded players who are comfortable on this surface to make a mark. Whether they can then go on to do that on the grass and the hard courts is open to question. Forehand return from Cocciaretto, exaggerated slice on the forehand from Gauff, who then goes cross court. The forehand is mishit from Cocciaretto into the net, and Gauff has set points.
Yeah, just making really a quick one here, not even to a half an hour play, and she's already at that stage playing a very solid match so far.
Happy Me has been in touch again, getting some great correspondence from her. It says, when I first moved to Paris, one of my French colleagues' accents in English was so strong, I thought he was putting it on. More on that in a moment, but here is Gauff with 2 set points at 5-1, 40-15. She serves to the backhand. Deep return, forehand cross-court from Gauff. She's playing another forehand cross-court. So too is Cocciaretto, deep to the forehand. And then Cocciaretto changes the angle, goes down the line and hits a winner. Going back to that tweet, Happy Me says, Sophie's accent is so good. Her pronunciation of haywire or haywire is very cute. And most French people wouldn't even know the word. Bravo, Sophie.
Well, I have an advantage. I've been living in the States for a long time, so thank you though. I appreciate it. But you will hear it when there's H's to be pronounced, because